the Holy Spirit and Spirit breathing, the honorable the chief minister. The speaker has the honor to move that the House of Resolve itself is committed to the following bill called by clause, namely the appropriation bill 2019. To appropriate funds of money to the service of the year ending on the 31st of March of 2020. Clause 1. Thank you, Parliament. Clause 2, Head 1, Treasury. Subject 1, payroll. Subject 2, other charges. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Talking about insurance, I appreciate that the insurance fund will be contested there tomorrow. But specifically on the client under other charges, license 3, insurance premiums and claims. Which will also be 408, this year is going to be 700 in the estimate. And yet, further down on next page on 12, we have the government insurance fund, which is an amount appropriated to it. And I'd like some clarification if the government is self insuring, why is there a lower line free? One of them is self-insuring. One of them is the property insurance, and the other one is insuring for the lives of civil servants and public sector workers who die at work. I'm sure I'm able to keep it in the office. Can you indicate which one is which? Which one is in the property, which one is in the life? The property is the one is life. You know that? Chairman, if I understand correctly, again, the first one I should say the claim is the property one, and the second one is live. The government will keep it live, there will be a lot more complicated to insure for some time. On what basis is the charge calculated? Is there some actuarial advice that the government receives? I think when we started the government insurance fund, it was not a given quote. And it was felt that the lowest quote was 2 to 5. So the original sum that was put in the first year was under the lowest quote. And we then found that, in fact, at the end of the year, very little of it had been needed. And this year, it's been reduced slightly simply because we've had really 3 years where the money going out has been less than the money coming in. So that's how it was done. It wasn't our trail. It was on the basis of putting a sum of money below the lowest quote. It's calculated for the following half of the answer. Can I just ask one last question? In terms of life, are we talking about death in service, injury? What sort of life cover is being provided here? category that is mentioned, because in fact it's there are only two kinds of insurance. The one that is mentioned for all activity of work or injury and the property, and the other one is just property. But it's only government employees that are covered for this one, for the government one. This one comes out of the book. Page 2, number 6, number 3, subject 1, payroll, subject 2, other charges. I'm referring to line 7, big other grants and donations. 35% overspend on the estimate. Can I ask what caused that overspend? And is it possible to obtain any list of what grants and donations were given? Is it we're looking for a list of grants and donations and the exact things that has been in successive administration. I'm happy to tell honourable members of the group they are behind the scenes of care, but we will not publish them. Relates to the approach of government has had in respect of this area of drug. So, Mr. Speaker, I don't have any questions for the answer. I think the first part of the answer, of course, but I will request that line, Speaker, check. But it doesn't, presumably at the start of the year, we set out to have a budget of £1 million in the estimate for that, and previously it was around £1 million, but this year quite significantly increased. Is that down to one single additional grant or several grants? There must be a reason for the understanding.
A number of additional requests for grants and donations which have been considered meritorious.
Mr. Chairman,
on subject 7A, under the heading of the Board of Directors, I know that the U.S. Command has had occasion to do a social event where residents of a tribal theater for funds go towards Grand Battery House. This is another connection Grand Battery House, or this is one that sort of. I don't know if it has been included for many years, but given the recent request that has come out from Grand Battery House, I wonder whether that is the same.
Yeah, just do that somewhere else. I will find out where that is. This is for many years to conduct these processes run out through a donation from a number of this common break. I think it was agreed in their time and we continue this. I think it's a very valuable contribution that they make to young people in Gibraltar who sometimes will then decide to continue in the regiment. Recruiting tool as much as it is an educational tool.
Thank you.
to spend 6,000 this book, and then therefore why there's no good reason. Not the reason that the Houses of Ulster are not entirely and completely kissed out of the book.
Mr. Chairman, if the principle that the people have just described with respect to using the budget of previous years to inform the budget of the future years, one that they have applied throughout the budget book. That's another principle that the system assumes. This is not a zero-sum account. In other words, you don't start with year by saying, right, how much will I spend on X without looking at what you're spending on it? Then would you begin to allow the history of the cost that you've incurred previously to in any way inform your ability to budget and estimate for the future? So the way it's been done on the successive governments, and I didn't allow this during the course of my speech earlier, because how things were done before we were in administration, and indeed before the former administration as well, it has always been a question of looking at what the expense has been doing for. Not a question of simply, of course, of saying, well, give an extra 5% and build your own year or give an extra 8%. But looking at what the expense has been, wondering whether it's going to go up by inflation or other costs, whether there are other incidental opportunities for it to go up or for it to go down, and then to reach a view as to what the number that you should put in there would be. And the other gentleman would like to see that in some instances, the number provided for next year, for the current year that we're in, the same or lower than the year before, depending on the estimation that the honourable member of the committee recall, I told them during the course of my opening address, would have very, very carefully included with all the controlling officers and with all the officers of the government of Gibraltar who are responsible, and therefore why Mr. Speaker has talked up this call so much of the detail of the accounts of Gibraltar and the spending that is done and indeed the revenues. Based on the principles that you described, I think it hasn't been applied to line 14, where we consistently see actual or forecast payments over £500,000 and get any nominal figure resides in the estimate column of £1,000. Yes, it has been applied, and it's been applied also to the one above on contract offices, where we see that it is from £95,000 to £89,000 and then down to £41,000. It seems clear that the principle of this great agreement is that although you may see that you've consistently been paying about £500,000, the very principle of the next great agreement is to suggest that you don't know that you're going to have to make it, and therefore what we've decided is that as a matter of principle, that has to be led by things that may happen and not be led by the idea that just because you've had £500,000 of this great agreement more or less in the past, we should allow the line to be invested in that way. This is a different sort of expenditure to the expenditure that he's looking at in the other line. This could be a demand-led line, and therefore, as we do have in view at the moment any potential payment, we are estimating 1,000. I seem to recall that last year we already had an indication that there was litigation that needed to settle, and we had an indication of where we thought it would settle, and that's why we were able to get them. Otherwise, it's just something that will happen or not happen. Well, you speak of the council, a probable gentleman will see that not just in the capital account in the idea, but also throughout the book, there's a lot of 1,000, and so it begins also, and it used to be 100. It's like a token amount. Mr. Chairman, if it's understood to be a token amount, that is why I asked the question. On the principle again that the Chief Minister has just described in line 14, why would you not do the same and just put a nominal amount in the insurance column, knowing that that is demand led also? You describe a principle where the ex gratia payments, despite history showing that they are, at least over the last 3 years, £500,000, over £500,000 in each year. You've included a nominal figure, a nominal amount for the estimate, because you say this is demand led. In other words, it is theoretically possible not to have any ex-gratia payments, albeit history for the last 2 years at least has shown there have been very significant amounts in that area. The same could be said when you're self-insured, you actually put a nominal figure because you don't actually know that you may have any cases, you don't actually expect to have any claims. It's a similar principle, that's what I'm saying. So why would one have only a nominal, knowing that the history has been more expensive than that, while the other, you have put a figure into the estimate?
Well, it's because it's completely misunderstood what the other two are. which are very clear and fixed amounts. They are the amount of the premium in the concept of that which is being obtained commercially, and the amount of one person into a fund, and the measure of the fund that we have developed. So that is not demanding. That is the decision made at the beginning of the year to buy the premium from the third party and the fixed amount, or to put the sum into the fund. The claims are either out of the fund on the one hand, or paid by the insurance broker on the other hand. This is completely different. This is when you are not covered by insurance and you're making a payment, a gratia, to settle a claim or other reason for a payment being made. So that is why those two completely different concepts in law are accounted for in a completely different way in the book. But if they have difficulty understanding it, the difference between those two, I can understand how one is looking at what he says in the book, and he says some of the things that they say. I'm really not sure why this is going to get so obsessed with it. We are making inquiry on behalf of the people who brought it to the strike. I understand that does not mean we shouldn't make inquiry. This is going to move on to line 50. I noticed that nominal figures have been put for the last, the estimate last year and the estimate this year. Of the fight against illegal drugs, where I'm trying to understand where the expenditure may come from and how the two things can be used in that particular line.
On the different destination of expenditure,
have in the second reading of the bill. That is your answer to the question that you're given to the council, and that is the end of the matter. If you do not understand the answer, you can obviously ask another question to try and get further information. I think if we all behave sensibly, we might make progress. Otherwise, well, look, you can be here talking of Yeah.
slightly down this year in terms of the total, not necessarily in terms of the individual items of recycling, but the total recycling slightly down. And did you quite a substantial jump from, in that particular line, from part of 30%? Can I look a bit as to why that has increased so much? It's not just that, it's also that the amount of money that the government has to pay
and
increase in the activity.
Chairman, the complement remains the same, but the increase is attributable to a previously closed instinct.
field without stand part of the transmission to be able to have the policy out of the residential services sector. Suburb 1, Elmo, Suburb 2, other charges.
I'm working from memory rather than the fact that we have an expense of £182,000 in respect of forensic accounting and £170,000 in respect of laboratory fees. And the projected for December 18th, March 19th is £35,460. I don't know exactly the number of ongoing investigations. I do recall it's more than one investigation, and I do recall that the cost of being able to drill down to the relevant aspects that the IPP is required to is costing quite a bit of money. But that's what's going to take down to more activity and possibly more complex activities once they can take the year. That's the reason. Also, just around the briefing, Mr. Chairman, under my next for the Gibraltar Police Authority, I know there's quite a significant drop in their budget for investment for next year. What was the reason behind that? They relate to two administrative staff that were no longer employing from this side, but rather as PTC employees. Mr. Bernard wants to be pointed out that if Mr. Bernard wants to go to ATB, he will read services provided by the Sports Development Corporation. That's where it is now.
Any question on Princeton? That's 31. Thank you. Development. bill. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
about why this is the debate.
Or
fund is to do with the people who are fund and for them to include new ones to replace the present German balance, and also include the some new barriers which will be more prevalent in Russia, which are rising barriers. Thank you. towards the end of 6.5 million. So it doesn't intend to, or rather intend to recover the excess over that amount. There's a global conflict. The great target machine and other equipment that we will need for the different vendors. Equipment for the army. I think it's kind of like the idea of the rest of the collective business. Only with that global point and the global business. The Russell range, over the course of that, and roughly that is where we'll be finding. These are two conflict trucks. So which is the business by which company is doing? Which company is doing the rifle shooting range? The project for the business is
is that parents should be able to fund the meals
partners or we would then look at in how many schools or each of the schools, how many children do we think will need to benefit themselves from the government paying for their meals. That would then be the cost for us. In these cases, what you see is different. In these cases, what you see is any changes that we have to make to the infrastructure of schools, and therefore the business in these cases is probably going to be to the existing schools, to the old schools, in order to be able to accommodate the teaching or the cooking or whatever there, if that was something that we would have to pay for, but not for the cost of the action. whether there's resolved infrastructure, wastewater, mills, relief projects, users pumping, mills, east-side backyard, backyard to transfer mills, Europa Road, saltwater pumping stations, South Campus Intermediate Bridge pumping station, service corridor right at Stockton Harbor, Coal Island, infrastructure, new bridge, pump main, stockyard to river, all of that is because the project would potentially amount to that depending on what stage of development they reach. And are the costs eventually for those projects available? The estimated costs are available, yes. The total $5.5 million. $250,000, $3 million, $3 million, $1 million, $400,000, $255,000, $125,000, $300,000.
government corporation appendix and cover the bill. Board of Coast Guard Agency appendix B. And cover the bill. During the course of this group, the first thing that we have to do is to have a president for the president. Indicate what elements were proportional. Are we talking
5 million for violence and then more often in some of the opposites. And he said, I'm interested in the U.S. has run. So there's this real cash flow coming from to be able to allow U.S. Senate to repay its loans and pay interest. So the amount that will be payable will not be clear until we have seen a full year of operation, but this is where the cash flow will come from. I think the debate will typically refer to it from the government of the group. I think it's the civil rights agency. The work of the group on the three stand part of the group. I think 193, I think it's called to go to the health authority. So with regard to the challenge, sorry, with regard to repairing payment three allowances, it is only small for me to get a breakdown for the description of the allowances, the basic terms, the percentages of those allowances that compose $6.4 million. We don't have it with us. But I suppose that I can provide it to the honourable gentleman in writing. For the patients, I do know the minister has done very well in the last year to reduce the overall cost of the patients, but yet the estimate goes up for the forthcoming financial year. Is there any reason for that? We went a few rounds on this because without expressing individual views, there was a debate as to where sponsored persons would come in on this year. Some expressed the view that it would be at 12 million, others thought that it would be higher. So, in effect, after several rounds of going on, what would be the right amount, we settled on 14 million. And they say it could very well be that we stayed on the amount that we spent in the last 3 years. The reason, Mr. Chairman, is because we are looking at some of the invoices that we've received. I will tell you some of the invoices. I think the Honourable Gentleman will have understood that we've entered into agreements with the old settled hospital and Pamplona. Those speak of the mentality to negotiate, there was good reason for that. We've been able to obtain prices which are in some cases of almost 50% less than we've been paying previously to other bank providers, but we've also been assisted of including clinical studies within those contracts. But there's one Spanish provider with which we have not yet concluded our negotiations, so we're giving ourselves a bit of leeway on how much we can spend. But it would be between 12 million and 14 million, but we couldn't quite decide. And in order to be prudent, we allowed ourselves that 2 million margin. With regard to item number 6 rentals, can the minister explain or clarify what the terms of the contract for the new rentals are? Whether those are the 4 days' worth or part of it.
Seven in short, the existing ISIS health center does include for the India and for the TDM6 center and for the new build of the PCC, it is not included for the India. With regard to tenders for work and equipment, 6.25 million. So we need to have details as to how much of that money is going into equipment and how much is going into actual work or construction. In respect of the new PPC, the new PPC and the Dental Hub is 2.8 million. In respect of the proposed new ambulance building, it's 850,000, and in respect of work and equipment, 1.6 million. Roger Health Authority, Appendix 6, and Calvary. Output 199, Appendix 3, to Roger Health Authority, Elderly Residential Services Center. Mr. Chairman, with regards to Rider 32 Calvary Point, last year or the next one for 1.1 million, and it was coming at 1.8 million again. So that would be estimating another increase. Appendix 5, devoted for the authority. Appendix 3, devoted for the authority. Chairman, can I come to the room, the Minister, similar to what we talked about on Section 23 about the fourth grant and 24 posting or something that when you provided the last bit of outside of the statistics, we can be putting it in the things that take me for the whole time to you.
Chairman, there's no problem, but I'd like to find your numbers on the website. On each of the that you today would have the on the website, because I'd be able to remember for the other one, and I told him I'll give it to him, which I'll give him this anyway. I've just got a message informing me to let the honorable member know that they are already updated on each website. One is the council.ci, and that would be the council grant, and this one is the GSLA website for this one. But I'm willing to pass it to him anyway, if you can.
Upon which chairman would you vote as president of the Philippines and part of the group? The president. Part of the group. The president. Part of the group.
Ironically, for the appropriation bill 2019 has been considered in committee and approved without amendments.
And now for the question, would you say the board of finance appropriates council money to the fairness of the year ending on the 31st day of March 2020? We vote in the third time. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Great. The government and the army members have voted in favor with the third position again. So we are in favor. Thank you.